In Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu gives foundational evidence for the existence of a creator. He says, أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلِ. Have you not seen how Allah subhanahu has extended the shade? Allah subhanahu introduces the concept of the shade and the shadow that exists on this earth. And then Allah subhanahu directs us to pay attention to how the shadow changes in its length. Where Allah subhanahu said, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلًا. And then we've made the sun a guide for the shade. And so we notice that as the sun rises, the length of the shadow of an object, the shadow decreases in its length. And then when it starts to set again, the length of the shadow increases. So Allah subhanahu directs us to this phenomenon that the shadow, its length increases and decreases. And then Allah wants us to question the length of the shadow. Why does it do this? Why does it increase? Why does it decrease? Why is it this way? And so Allah subhanahu then said, وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَجَعَلَهُ سَاكِنًا. That if Allah willed, He would have made the shadow still. It would not increase or decrease in size. So what Allah brings to our attention here is a law of the universe, of cause and effect. Allah points to us that as the sun increases, which is a guide for the shadow, the length of the shadow changes, and as the sun starts to set, the length of the shadow changes. We have a direct relationship between the sun and the shadow. Allah subhanahu is introducing us to the cause and effect that exists in this universe. To the point that if Allah wanted to change these causes and effects, the shadow wouldn't increase. Like in paradise, Allah subhanahu said, وَظِلِّمْ مَمْدُودِ. That in paradise, there's a tree that has a shade, and that shadow doesn't increase or decrease. There's no sun in paradise. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that if a rider were to ride in this shade under that tree, the rider would ride 100 years. So Allah introduces us to this cause and effect phenomenon, which brings us to the conclusion that these causes and effects are based on laws of the universe. So if I were to take a pen and drop it, if I were to take a pen and let it go, we would expect it to drop. Why though? As Allah's asking us to question and make us think that the shadow could have stayed and remained still. Why does the pen drop? When we let go of the pen, why doesn't it go up? When we let go of the pen, why doesn't it flip for a moment and then fall? Allah's making us question these causes and effects, because by looking at these causes and effects, we understand that they are ordained by certain laws of the universe. And once we understand from the shadow and its length and how it changes that there are laws governing the universe, it is a direct evidence that someone put those laws in place. Laws mean organization. Organization means someone put that in place, and that's a direct evidence for the creator of Allah subhanahu. And this is why Allah started this verse uniquely different from other verses of the Quran, where He shows His actions. He says, أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ. Have you not seen that Allah brings the night into the day? أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Have you not seen that Allah brings water from the skies? But here Allah subhanahu doesn't say أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ, but He says أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلِ. He doesn't say, have you not seen how Allah does such and such? But He says literally, have you not seen to your Lord, إِلَى رَبِّكَ. Because what follows is foundational evidence to your Lord that He exists as a creator. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.